Well, President Kiir has not turned up. I've been here since the 11th, and I'm told he's making a tour to Kampala and Kenya. But this afternoon, starting from 3 o'clock up to 6:20, I was briefed by the chief envoy for the peace. For the peace talks, that is Bill Martin. He briefed me about the meeting in Kampala. Apparently, the proposed peace agreement has been changed in Kampala in favor of Central Kiev.
Well, does that mean that you and your group will sharply disagree with the new peace deal that was agreed in Kampala? Because I hear that there has to be some security arrangement, among other things, to be discussed once both of you begin another round of discussion. So what are your concerns about this?
Let me tell you what I was told. The proposed peace agreement had a provision which says the national capital shall be demilitarized. The new proposal is not that. This has been dropped. And to us, this is a very critical issue. This is a peace breaker, you know, or a deal breaker. The second issue is that the power sharing is limited to the national institution and I believe to the executive alone. There will be no power sharing in the states. The proposed peace agreement, that is the one which was done by IGAD Plus, had carried a provision that the power sharing in Greater Upper Nile, which is the three states of Upper Nile, would be 53 in favor of the SPL and SPLA, and 33 in favor of the government, while the national one would be 53 in favor of the government and 33 in favor of SPL and SPLA. Now, the representation in the states have been abolished altogether. This is another deal breaker. So I think with the changes made in Kampala by President Museveni, I think there will be no peace agreement at all. And also the security arrangement would be left to the four chief of staff of the four countries, and that is Uganda, Kenya, Ethiopia, and Sudan. Our fate cannot be determined by other people. We should negotiate it ourselves. So this is another deal breaker.
Does that mean that the deadline of 17 August is unlikely to be met by both groups, especially with your concerns about this arrangement that you say basically is a deal breaker?
You know, I'm very concerned that the IGAD mediation process or the IGAD Plus mediation process has been hijacked in Kampala. They had asked us to start negotiation from the 6th up to the 12th. That is, at the level of our chief negotiators. They had been negotiating. At that time, they did not know that things had changed in Kampala in the meeting of the heads of state and government led by President Museveni, who is also a part of the conflict. So this is a very, to us, this is a very serious development. So I don't know how they're going to sell the resolutions of the Kampala meeting to the other wider IGAD Plus. The whole thing to me is off, because what will be discussed on the 17th? Are we going to discuss the Kampala agreement, or are we going to discuss the proposed compromise agreement which was delivered by the EGAD plus. So there's really now confusion.
Now, so have you presented or are you going to present your protests to the EGAD?
Definitely, I'm starting my protest with you. We'll put our protest in writing. We have told the mediator, that is Ian Muffin, who mediates on behalf of the Ethiopian government, that it might be better off they call off the whole process because an embarrassment will take place. And we don't want to embarrass anybody. Now we don't know which is the text. Is it the Kampala text? Is it the Addis Ababa text? And I believe the text they will present to us on the 15th is the Kampala text.
So basically, tomorrow, it's unlikely, from what you are raising, the consensus you are raising, it's unlikely we might possibly have a peace deal signed unless it is the Addis Ababa text that is presented and discussed upon between you and Salva Kiir, if I understand it correctly, correct?
I believe the text should be Addis Ababa text, not the Kampala text. But the way it looks, Salva Kiir did not turn up because he does not even need to negotiate with me because already the negotiation has been done by Museveni. The issues he did not like in the Addis Ababa text, they have been dropped. So he doesn't even need to negotiate.